Well, in summary then, payments for casual labour are always likely to come under scrutiny by HMRC officers that are undertaking employer compliance reviews. So we're going to see this when our businesses or our clients are reviewed by the revenue from time to time. As I stated at the outset, the minimum requirement for any employer or contractor is to record the name and address and the amounts paid for the casual labour. I've warned that cash-in-hand payments to unnamed persons are frowned upon and could prove to be very costly. The tax, and where relevant, the NIC's treatment will depend initially on the employment status of the casual labourer, but it is wrong to assume that casual labour can be automatically employment or should be automatically treated as self-employment. The decision will be dependent on the terms and conditions of the contract, which must be considered to determine if it is a contract of service, which is employment, or a contract for providing services, which will be self-employment. The failure to operate pay-as-you-earn and deduct Class 1 NICs is regarded as a serious matter, and one that can prove costly in terms of making good the amounts unpaid, plus, of course, interest and penalties. I've also warned about the further implications for businesses in the construction industry and the risk of losing gross payment status as a subcontractor. We've talked about the special rules for casual employees that are taken on for 1 week or less, and also for students and for harvest workers. Employers and their advisors need to be aware of these special rules in order to be able to comply and to avoid costly settlements, which are going to become even more costly as the new penalty provisions kick in later this year. I hope then that this podcast will have helped you in dealing with some of these difficult matters. Thank you.